Gimel Bav Mitzia by the Rosh Hashiva Dal Eloi Toshim and Bav, September 8th, 1986 on Monday.
One difference in regard to Bona Shlishi.
Respect to everything else,
he follows the Shita of Rabbi Tam. But Rabbi Tam says that the reason is why Mona Shlishi is not Yachleiku, because it's in Achluk Yachel Yisemes. Why is it in Achluk Yachel Yisemes? Because it's not usual, it's not Shchiyach, that they should be Maknehev, that one whose money it is should be makne the other, the Russian of faces. Uvi mone in derashi ikno acheiti, acheishi yadchaber. So it's highly unusual. So mele itein achluko yichil yisemes. The Rosh apparently holds that it's not unusual. That is very possible, why not, especially in the case of kidule b'chachechod or afilu nazik ishnif in kachach. In other words, they are very close to each other. I mean, they acted in unison. So it's certainly likely, I mean, to be marked at all. I mean, they are very close to each other.
And the case of the 100 Zeus and the 200 Zeus?
What is that?
The case of the 100 Zeus and the 200 Zeus?
That's in connection with the third money, the money Shlishi. So the Rosh apparently holds that it's a chukke yechele yisemes. So the question is, it's a chukke yechele yisemes. And the Sholish holds it, the Shemer holds it for the two of them, so it's considered like Monzoki, so it should be a chleiku. So he says, he mentions another one. So he mentions along this, Baal Mimona Shlishi Yipikodei the Afal Gav the Habei Kul Shneem Ozohimbei Mishna Nifke Kmut Mkir Shneem V'asofit Nil B'shusei V'yera Nifke Tiyodom. So it should be Yachleiku Afilu Hoche Yimu Hakoyo Ki Yodua Li Nifke Kedem Shelida Machlikosom Shem Shosei. So in other words, not because it's not likely that he should be makne lechotzi. It is likely to be makne lechotzi by now, especially in connection with the two who acted in unison. But since originally, when they told the nifket when they deposited, they told the nifket that in one moment there are 200 Jews, and in one bond, 100 Jews now. There are 2 Yosois, but the Rosh and Amatkid mentioned the girls of Rashi, Nase Kishiniv, Kidalei, Mikracha. But actually, it was 2 bonds, and in one bond, and they told things, obviously, I mean, from this Rosh, it's also obvious that the Rosh Gilsi is like Rashi's Gilsi, not the Rif and the Ramon Gilsi. Because according to the Rif and Ramon Gilsi, the 300 Jews was in one bundle. So he didn't know anything. She didn't know anything. They didn't tell him a thing. And he says, Ki yodua li nifke keidem shemadim akhlasom. Shein shal shneya. So in other words, 2 bundles. And then the Rosh Nemati mentions the Gilsi. Of Nase Kimishi Kidoe Bikachach, in other words, Zebit Rize, Bimide. So, but since he was told at the time of the deposit that one bundle is 200 Jews and one bundle is 100 Jews, some mele, it we cannot say Yachleiku, because you do our need to get kidding Shneir Machlikosom Shein Shoshe. What's the Pshat? So Nachlikovit says that it's possible that the Rosh means the same thing as this. Now the Stefa says it's not likely, it's not Shriach. It's not Shriach that one should be marked with the other. So why is it likely? poisonous library. The answer is, since the time of the deposit, it was mentioned that one bundle is 200 and one is 100, so melee it's not like. You say, but it's not much like. And all the poskim, I mean, the Kedim, the Sides, I mean, the Tumim, all the poskim, the Nesikim of the Cheshmishbe, they assume not like. And Pashas Halosh is that the Rosh doesn't mean what they say. If he meant what he says, he should say it. I mean, yes, what?
If they both come together with the two bundles,
you can have the Havamina that they should come in both bundles. No, so since they didn't say it, so it means the implication is that one, in other words, they did say, we are depositing two bundles, one bundle.
Okay.
Is one and one bundle is the other. One bundle is the other. And even if they mention the names, Ruben and Shimon, the Talmud of Levi, even if they said, but it's not to be expected of him to remember. He, unless he put down on the paper, you know, Ruben, and on the other paper, Shimon. But if they just mention it orally, and Zebif Nizeh, they acted in unison, so they gave the impression as that they don't care, you know. In other words, they made a deposit like one person, as far as the Shimon is concerned. But he was told that one owns the 200 Jews bundle and one owns the 100 Jews bundle. Some melee, we cannot say Yahweh. Some melee, it has to be munach. What's the pshat? Unless we say, as Nachum Rabbi mentions, Nachum Rabbi himself says that it's not a Pashas Halosh, but it says it's possible. But you see that all the Nisikidim don't assume, don't read into the Rosh what he says. Because he would say it, after all, he mentions everything that he says, and here he mentions something that certainly on the surface is expressive of a different long disorder. So what's the pshat? I think that the Rosh can be explained in two ways. I really don't know what pshat is the right one. One pshat is, now, I mentioned yesterday that there are two in Moses. There is the building of Moses, and there is the subject in the Moses, like Hamachlik Bob Hamea. And then the Gemara says, the Lels of the Shushman the Kain. So the Gemara in the Teres, the Kain of the Agal. The implication being that it's Kain in the Shush, let's say, of the original Bala Hamea. So then the original Bala Hamea gets it. Even though the Morakame is the original Bala Po, for there he couldn't say Chasokit Mashmu Shalei as Thesis points out, because I gave to the same land Chasokit, but since the Holy Moment is so there is this Sokit, nevertheless so is the Sokit in a Moment, and what's this Sokit prayer? Of course it's this Sokit in a Moment Horaye there is a Shalom in the Moment, there is one alternative in the Moment, and I'm going to talk about that the talk of the Kayev where it's the Jerusalem of Snachaya to say, it will be taken, it will be a thousand, it will be taken. So there are two things of Moses. Now here we see from Rosh and Rosh, Rashnaim Nelson and Talbots, so when it is, so it's Yahweh, because they are Mozok. So the Rosh emphasizes and takes this and emphasizes it, to, because. She shall shishol shnei. Matzchen rabbe, matzchen rabbe. What does matzchen rabbe mean? That if somebody, what was the case of matzchen rabbe? So there was a case, let's say, Ruben and Shimon came to Beis. Ruben and Shimon came to Beis. So Shimon and Ruben complained against Shimon that Shimon grabbed his piece of silver, the bullion, piece of bullion of silver, from him. Is it Albert? He should return it. Shimon admitted that he grabbed it. And there was an idacho to testify that he grabbed it. Not to it, but an idacho testified that Shimon grabbed it from Ruben. What did Shimon say? I'm an honest person. I did grab it from him. Because, but it did happen. It was mine. And the idacho doesn't know. He only saw that Shimon grabbed it. Whether he grabbed Ruben, so he grabbed his own, that the idacho doesn't know. So there was a problem. Suppose two Adim had seen the Chin grabbed it. And Chin would say, yes, I grabbed it, but I grabbed mine. So then we would say, Hazoke kol mashkia rodem shishalei. Seeing the two Adim saw that it was in the possession of Huvei, some melee, it's his. And Chin grabbed it, so it means he grabbed it because it's Eile. He's not never to say, it's mine. It's mine. So in other words, every gazlan would have an opportunity to grab and differentiate and say, I got mine. So if they had been two aiding, if there had been no aiding, no aiding. And Ruben would say to Shimon for Bezin, you grabbed my piece of bullion, a piece of silver. So then Shimon would be never with the media. Because he could say, I didn't grab it, so it's wrong label. Trouble arose because there was an idacha to testify that Shimon did grab it. That Shimon did grab it. So the male idacha from Chaim Shweer. So in other words, so he's not to swear to contradict the testimony of idacha. But can he swear to contradict the testimony of idacha? He admits that whatever the idacha said is true. But he says it was his. So it's Mahuyev Shmuel and Yochel Rishba, some Nele, Shimon Esetem. That's the philosophy. So from this Gemara it appears that if there had been two Eidim, so then we would say that he has to return this piece of silver. Because since he grabbed it, so we announced it that he grabbed Rubens. Because Ruben, they saw him grabbing, so they saw that Ruben had it. So Mela Hazok Rosh Hashanah. That's the riot that Rosh mentioned. And this is more gospel. So in other words, the Yachleku here is on the basis of the Biro Dinamos. As a matter of fact, there is a Rosh Hashanah that spells it out. Nah, I'm sure you can go over the Gemara here. Tav Gimel Amud Aleph. The 14th line from the end of the Omer. Tone Rabchi, Mone Liviot, Valo Eime Eim Lo Viyodi Klum, Vo Eidi Midi Meisigesh Lechamishim Zuz, Meisim Lechamishim Zuz, Vi Yishov Al Asho, Shal Eid Heili Do Aspi, Dei Lo Ma Do Asheid. In other words, there is a Shmuel Meid Mitzvah. What does Meid Mitzvah mean? Ruben says to Shimon, you bow from me $100. Shimon says, yes, I bow, not $100, $50. So he's a mere mikzas, he has to swear on the other people. So Chia says, not only if Shimon is made, but if Ruben says to Shimon, you bow from me $100, and Shimon says, I didn't bow you from you a penny, but two Eidim testify that they saw that he bowed at least $50. Maybe he bowed more at another time. But $50 they saw. So then Shimon has to swear Ishmael. Because since he does business higher Ishmael and the rest, so he does saving, I'm going to say the certain thought. So, the certain Gemara says, Vitanetum, there's a riot to Rafriyas Din Hamal and Schneiders and Italis, Zema, Mississier, Zema, Mississier. So each one swears, the Hoche, Kimni Tokis, and on Saddam, my Tokis, I today, you, my Tokis, I today, you. So that means it's like Eden testifying that each one owns a half of the towers. So this, why is it like Eden? Why is it like Eden? Because he holds and he both holds. So Chazokin Komashon Shalit. So the Gemara says in so many words that Yachleik here is based not on the sovereignty of Moses, but on the barrage of Moses. In other words, if one holds, so there is a presumption it says Chazokin Komashon Shalit. If two hold, so there is a presumption that both own it. But the Gemara refutes the right, because in this case, just as they are reading for Ruben, they are reading for Shimon. But the Gemara does not rebut this hanoche, this premise. The kidney the tofis and unsaddled the mighty tofis hide the deal. So it's a Gemara refreshes, it seems, that here the Achleiku is expressing not of the suffering of Moses, but the building of Moses. The building of Moses, the barbiding of Moses. That is not it. But Mashiach, that's in the case of Schneider's Vitalis, the man who is a CEO, and the man who is a CEO. But, so then we say, it's a barbide that they both pick it up at the same time, for I see they both hold it. How come that they both hold it? They both came to their ends by picking up and see it. So obviously, how is it they both hold it? That they both pick it up at the same time, and they both intended to acquire title at the same time. So one acquired title in half, and one acquired title in the other. So it has a Moshe. But in the case of Moshe Shlishis, even though it's likely that he was Makne, but we know at the time when the Moshe Shlishis came into the custody of the Shalish, of the Sheimeyer, at that time he was told that the two money bundles belongs to one and the one money bundle belongs to the other. So Mele, the Raya of Chazok Kovrasha and Shalei doesn't apply anymore. So Mele, we don't see Achle. So that's why the Rosh says, I'll see again, boy. Bam on a species to become the Afro Dab Dabu Kishne Mosakbe, Kishna Nifket Mosak and Kirshne, the Asokit Mila Dershus, the Adanifket Kyoto, Abu Hoche, Yimuna Hashir Yoki, you do our Nifket Kidishne, not the Shane Shoshne. Some Mele, we couldn't apply the Chazoke Masyod Mishalei. Because we know that when it came to the possession of the Shalish, it came in possession of the Shalish as the Mone Shlishis of one of the parts, not of both of them. Some Mele, but, so the question is, so why does the Lord taste the same? Why does Stacy say that the business why you don't see Achleiku is because it's highly unusual that one should be marking the other, even if it hadn't been unusual. But here there is no undene of Hashem. The answer is Stacy Shitting is that we in the case of Schneider, the Talzim, and the Sicilian, the CEO, so then we can apply the Vadai Din of Chazok, of Moses. In the case of Moshe Shlishis, we cannot apply the building of Moses, but we can apply the suffering of Moses. Like Gabi Machli Torah Hameya, Gabi Machli Torah Hameya, like Sophie Prayers, ability that they were matri. And the Rosh Hashanah apparently is that the din of Yachleiko has to be based upon the building, but not upon the subject. Not upon the subject. The subject din of Moshe can only be applied to a case where one has the exclusive possession. Let's say Machlok Baruch Hamei and the Vlad, and there is a Vlad, and the Vlad is in the shoes of the original owner of the Hamei. So the original owner of the Hamei has the exclusive possession over the base, over the Vlad. Machine came where the two of them had possession. So if it's possible to apply the bill, it doesn't make any difference. But if the bill cannot be applied, the socket of Mosek doesn't apply to a case of a mutual possession, only to a case of an exclusive possession, not mutual possession. That's one thing. Another shot. It's possible to say in the Rosh, I really don't know what we see. I mean, this pshat seems very reasonable. Another possible pshat is that it seems the Shogish is a shira. So he has a few of that Shogish. So even though they are mafkid, Zedit Mizeh, but the Rosh Gersh is not like Rizna. Only said it was there, but it wasn't Mamashkar. But since the Shogish knew, he was told that the 200 Zuz bundle belongs to one, and the 100 Zuz bundle belongs to the other. So mele, there is a fear of a shock of returning the 200 Zuz bundle and the 100 is born now. If we say Achleiko, would he be returning a 200 is bundle and the 100 is bundle? He'll be returning. I mean, 150 bundles to each. That will not be a shovel. That's not a shovel. So the rest, what kind of shovel is not here? No, Munah, he's Mechuyev HaShoveh. No. So, since Nisokic, he cannot be required to make two HaShoveh, so it's Munah. But Yachleiko, he makes no HaShoveh, because Nisokic, Sokic Mom is local. So, Mele is not Mechuyev to make two HaShoveh. But to make HaShoveh that is incorrect, that cannot be done. Because it's a shame. The parties will be better off if at least it's Yachleiko. No, first of all, they will not be better off, because maybe tomorrow or the next day, so one of the parties will produce evidence that his is the 200 bundle, and second, even if we know that they'll never bring evidence, so they will be better off. But that doesn't mean that is no argument. There is a shame. He has to make a shovel. So let's say let him return 200 to each one. So he's not the chuyev. That's it. That's isofik moment is law. So mele, he's not mechuyev to return to the two of them. So in regard to this, so the shina can say, I'm reaching the chaver of a raya. I only have to return 300 Jews, you want me to return 400 Jews? So the burden of proof is upon you. Mashinki, if you will return 50 to one and 50 to the other, so it's definitely no Ashobe. Ashobe is Ashobe of the 100 Jews. That could also be. Alright. Now, just want to discuss one one meditation before we go to the Creator. The rest statement is Abel, he says, only Sukh, Abel got the name of the day, the Achuku Yechil and his MS, he can eat it all the moment, he will shall wait and gain the subject is Yahweh. So he said, that according to Ramatam, there are three guidelines, three calls. Guideline number one, that if Shneyem Amuzokim, in the Tzachmuk Yechil Yisheme, so it's Yahweh. Guideline number two, if no one is in Moze, so it's Kolomba. Guideline number three, if it's Shneyem Mozokim, and it's in Achuk Yechil Yisheme, so it's Yemuna. Then we say, as a corollary to guideline number one, that according to Sumchez, even if it's not Mozokim, and then Achuk Yechil Yisheme, if there is it all the moment, so it then seems of the best Yahleiku. That's it. That we mentioned yesterday is a corollary to guideline number one. Why is it a corollary to guideline number one? Because I mentioned, I cited Tesis that Sadik Zion of Dave Munzir and Tesis that Kufte Zion of Dave Munzir and Tesis explained Sumchez. Why does he say Sumchez by Nachuk Ovah Hanir Yahleiku? Since there is it all the moment there, so Shnei Mozokim. And Kuf Zayin said the same thing. Kuf Zayin was vague. He tasted the Hamas from the limited use of Rav Nachman. Vague, the Fer Kashi, or Pirage, the Cholmomin Amut Yusofik Choshit from Shneim Ozak. So it has to do also. So even though it tastes, why should we say, the thesis here is Chelik and the thesis that's on Zion and that Kufte Zion. So even though the thesis here is here in Russian, when Sumchas Avagat the Emos of Bey means Emos of Bey in Tzias. But I'll begin, it's considered, there is a problem moment, it's considered. So it's a carol to guideline number one. But on the surface, it doesn't appear a carol guideline number one. On the surface it appears as inconsistent with the longness of guideline number one. The longness in guideline number one is that we can, even when the Amozoki, we can only say Achleiko if it's Achluka Yechelizem. But here in the case of Sumchez, it's in Achluka Yechelizem. So we should be able to say Achleiko. Even by Mazot, we should be in Yemunach. We should be in Yemunach. So why does Taisa say, when Sumchas Afagat in Mazot, and they Nachut Yechel Yisemes, they have been the Torah of Moni, they see something in Nachut. So what can he say? Sumchas Yisrael. Gaila number one applies according to Rabbonot. So there is a prerequisite of Nachut Yechel Yisemes. But Sumchas Yisrael. So I said, no. Sumchez, the Rabbanon Achilik and Sumchez, only because in this case there is a Morikami. So Mele, the Rabbanon hold, the Morikami is the most. After all, there is no actual Tavush. But all the moment. So Sumchez says, even though there is no actual Tavush, and even though there is a Morikami, but since it's drawing the moment, so that makes them out of being both into Mosul. Rabbanon say no. It cannot be considered as both Mosul. Only the Morikami is Mosul. But in a case where there is no more kame, so then Rav Huna will agree with him. But the question is, but how can there be enough yareku because of Shnei Mozokin? But he used to say that only if it's a chukka yechidu yisemes, and here this prerequisite of a chukka yechidu yisemes is lacking. The answer is, now, we saw just now in Tesis, when we explained the Rosh, so the Rosh says that Paimonish Lishis, we don't say the Achleiku, because it was Yodua Lomitke, when the deposit was made, that it's natural for me. Some male is Chodev Shad, some male, the Biro of Chazok Vyashon Shalei doesn't apply. And what's the Shite? The true, the Biro of Chazok Vyashon Shalei doesn't apply, but the Sopikin of Mosek applies. The Sopikin of Mosek applies. As long as it's a Chuk Yechiri. But if it's not a Chuk Yechiri, then even the subject of Moses doesn't apply. In other words, when can we say, when can we apply the din of Yachleiko in the case where both are Mosokin, if it's Chukka Yechelizemes? But if it's in Chukka Yechelizemes, then we can't apply the din of Moses. So apparently, taking from here another Chidush. Now, we say that both are Mosokin. Both are Mosokin. So, what's the pshat in both are Mosokin? Does it mean that each one is a Mosek in the whole thing? Or each one is a Mosek in half of the time? The Russian. The Russian of Rashi, that base on the base, and the tenth line on the end of the verse. Tenth line. Bishvui Paulo, Kim, Bimechza, Rubaina, Meshchadele, Tefe. The height of it Bikule, the height of it Bikule. In other words, even though they both hold it, so each one is considered to be Mosek in the whole thing. Not that each one is considered to be Mosek in half of the height. That's the Russian Torah. Now, you see, there is a difference. If we say that each one is in mosaic in half of the towers, then the din of Yachleiku is a simple application of the general principle of Hamish Machavel Mara. What is the principle of Hamish Machavel Mara? That if there is a relation between two parties, each one says, so then Besley says, the one who is immersed in the object, he is. Suppose both hammers are in the object, but each one is immersed in half of the object. So by simply applying the general rule of Amazon Havilarai, we have to say, Rubin is a Mosek in one half of the towers, so he keeps one half of the towers. Shimon is a Mosek in the other half of the towers, so he keeps the other half of the towers. So it's not a new Allah of both. It's the general Allah. But if we are to say that it's not that each one is a Mosek in half of the towers, each one is a Mosek in the whole towers, then the Allah of Yachleiku is not the general din, an application of the general din. The general din of Mosek would say that a subject prayer. So the soil, the bio, is the Mosek. So we say the Mosek keeps the thing that he has possession of. But here, if we are to assume that Rubin is in music in half, and Chin is in music in half, then it's a simple application of the general principle, not in new alone. But if we are to say, as Rashi implies, that each one is in music in the whole time, and still we say each one gets half, then it's not the general thing of music, then it's a special aloha. In other words, that when two almonds walk in the whole country, so is the body. That's an extension of the general principle, but it's not a simple application of it. So melee, the reason is why Jesus says that in respect to money shishis, we cannot see Yahweh, even though the shonish has the possession of the two of them together, because Nasir Kishin is Kidu, Esri Kachachot, because Teis Lishite, because Teis Lishite is like Rashi, the Vashnai knows Mithales, so Haitov is Bikule, the Haitov is Bikule. So each one is in Mose, in the whole town, each one is in Mose, in the whole town. So, the Melee, we couldn't apply the general thing. The general thing of Mosaic has reference to the case. The general thing of Mosaic only asserts that if somebody is in Mosaic in the Chepetz, so the Chepetz that is in Mosaic in has to remain in his possession. Still possession. But here, the Chepetz is in the possession of Reuven and Shimon. So what do we say? They divide it. So the remain in the possession of Reuven. Does it remain in the possession of Shimon? No. But there is another aloha that when two parties are total muzoki, total bikule, then we divide. That's an extension of the principle of Mosaic, but it's a special aloha. So when can we apply this special aloha of Mosaic? Only in the Chlukah Zichrili sense. But if the Chlukah is not Zichrili sense, then that special aloha of Mosaic doesn't apply. Mashiach in the case of a Machlis Borgachamelia, since there is a Torah denominator, so then according to Sumchez, the fact that the circumstances of the case are of such nature that the Sokhid is presented to Bezdin without the bias, there is an objective Sokhid. That's because of the rich character of the circumstances. So Mele, that makes both parties, that the original Balapol and the original Balakamelia, into Muzokin. And what kind of Muzokin? Not in the whole blood. Each one becomes, because of the draw of the Momene, so the Balapol becomes in Muzek in half of the blood, and the Balasheya becomes in Muzek in half of the blood. Now, since each one is Mosaic in half, then we do not have to apply a new hour of Mosaic, a special hour. We simply have to apply the general din of Mosaic. What does the general din of Mosaic imply? What does it say? It says, there is a suffix to whom it belongs, and the certain part is in Mosaic, is the exclusive Mosaic in that chepetz, so then it remains in his possession. Here, an account of the Torah de Momene, so the original Balapol is the exclusive muzek in half of the blood, and the original Balasheya is the exclusive muzek in the other half of the blood. So, but why care that it's in a chupichelizens? He's the exclusive muzek. Only in respect to the special aloha of Mosaic, when two are Mosaic, in the whole thing. So then there is a special halacha of Moshe. It has to be divided. It has to be divided. So there we have a prerequisite of Fufi Echolisanet. But when one palm is in Moshe Kalpudin in half of the verse, the other palm is in Moshe Kalpudin in the other half. So in half of the blood is the exclusive Moshe. So what do I tell that it's Yahweh Yahweh Yisemes? He keeps it. He's the exclusive possessor of the head. So then we don't require the prerequisite of a Yahweh Yahweh Yisemes. In Kerama, in Italia, but I do the Agua at Camp. Perish a gaze in Camus de Camati, 92 is Rama. Then on the German, they were the same shalom, they were the same shalom. Come at Amikane, in Nossing was Zemon every Zemon, Vashoy and Muna Hatiobi in York. Homer Gaze in Kay, my kids, the Hammer. The Roman Gate, I have a Jewish right. Aber hatte die Munde, hat sie auch in die Augen. Die Absalama jede, wo er nahm die Munde, so ich muss die Samre, die muss nicht in die Tafse, wo wir ja kleiko, aber ich will die Tafse, wo muss ich mir ja kleiko, und ich mache mir die Munde, doch er nahm ich die Tafse, was ich, so ich menschen, der Lundes auf der Rabbinatam, der die Schole ist, ist ganz sicher, שניים תוסים. טאב זה חושב. כי מי שעניב כדי ניטיפ לסבור בזהו מכיר שניים, בכל מה ששניים אז כימו בוי, כי יש לסיס ממנו, צריך לומר אגיד בפרס, על ידי רבי איסי עושם ודא יקרם. ועוד רבי איסי הוא משום החם לנמונה, ויועד אם בזה אם אני ירקתי, אבל אם ירקתי יו, או איזה אם אני מציסי עליי, איזה אם אני מציסי עליי מוחו, ובגלד הרמה ימרין, אם הוא נחסור, ניסס לי חשב. says Rarash, Aber Gott, wir sehen der Schlabei, sei dem Schlabei, sei am Rühren der Chesche Sabbati, im Kodal und Gwar, aber für uns im Namen, ich gebe der Ramai, schan Osem, die Tabze, bo, aber auch es ist nicht im Tabze, bo, ich will nur ein Zeich und mehr, mit die Sosse, die Gamre, und ich fiech auch am Rühren Tabze, und ich auch am Rühren Jemuna, die Deiche, die ist nicht Schnee, im Schobe, bo, Kiven, die Epsholime Yachleiku, do Yike Badai Ramai, Biche Eiche, die Maschinen drückte die Leke Badai Ramai, Vintapse, 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 Ami Yachleiku, Masnissen, und Vintapse, Ami Kolon, Gwar, Biche Rache Sabbatin, bei Yalbe, da Ame, Nintzalo, Vintre, Ayun, die Dio, Ayun, Dio, die Adam, Dion, Kolam Vav, Olam Dev, Shal Nitzio, Shal Yodek. Inan Mechamem Cha, Ke Masnissen, Mishum Shal Yisum Nachal, Bishinto, Bishu Yashnem Shove, Am Vinum Kol Yalom Vav, Kirib Kirishra, Zal, Tochanam Dike Vav Ramai, Mashvinon, Lukte, Vitavse, 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 Amin Yemuna, Vitamed Amin Ombo, Zegat Yesi, Vitavse, Amin Kolam Vav, kai di se shmo ave sai mo ti samre dai de la pe shmo mi akwazin lo khol de khol de ali kai di se in shla ve sa mo shmo lo shmo mi te mo na khazoe ke ali in shmo ave sa shmo mi mas lisen de le me go hoga de shmo na ma bu mi ave ke mas lisen und doch kan ich ja cholish aber ba da in ne di cholish in ta bai tabs da in am bin ich im Monat, keine da morgen, ich kriege so rasch über Reibitzah. Und wir haben die Lehre, die von mir kam, aber ich bin mir und sehe. ולקט עוד מון למעל ולמעל על מכפוך המונה אבל בגלי תעצו אחר כמו ישווה כי אם הוא חבר חסקה באתי למעשיס מחת פעול חמאיר תאמר שום חסקיו כי ואבל גם לקיימון כרבון לתוידה לי ואמרי כמו נחס לשמורי קאמה וכל מוקים גם זינו מני להיך אלא כלי כמחס לשמורי קאמה ולקט למי כמו לנדיר צעד מנשולי כי ישמואל תאמר אורך אוסום כביש תשתור את האנצים נאכל כמו נקל ניסי ונקל מומן וכמו זה כי נאלו רבי ניסי in Rubin Zalba Chidushov. Now, he mentioned here three quotes. It's very confusing. I have to confess. It's very confusing. This is the case. But I went over the Mugiesic many times, not only today, previous times also. As a good clue to know the Shita of Mugiesic, you have to remember three guidelines by Rav Natan. But when Rav Natan says Kluko Yischir Yisemes, so you have in Yisef, you have to substitute Lekevada Rama. When Rav Natan says Eina Kluko Yischir Yisemes, so in Yisef you have to substitute Ikevada. See, Rav Natan, there is only one thing. Rav Natan holds that the whole svara of Adar Almai is a svara in connection with Rav Yisrael. Because Rav Yisrael goes so far as to say that all the 300 Jews should be in Munach. It's officially the appeal. And yours, Rubin definitely has to get back 100 Jews, and Chiyan definitely has to get back 100 Jews. Why should all the 300 Jews be enough? That's the big chiddush by Rav Yisrael. So that's a knas de Rav. That's a knas. Rav, why Rav Yisrael comes in? He actually comes in both parts. Why? Because one of them is unscrupulous. So he comes in both parts. No, there is Yesha. In other words, when a person associates himself with other people, he has to make sure that he should associate with the right people. If he doesn't associate with the right people, so sometimes he has to be penalized too. But my fault? Your friend, it's your friend's fault. Why did you associate yourself with this kind of a dishonest person? I mean, you acted in unison together with it. So, in order to preserve justice in the world, so sometimes an apparently innocent person has to be lost. An apparently innocent person is not so innocent. One of them is a dishonest person, is a thief. So why do you associate with him? And you act not just associate with him, you know, in an official way. I mean, you act in unison with him. Send it to me, say, you trusted him so much. If you don't deserve it. It's the other fellow who deserves the penalty. But since that's life, I mean, no one lives by himself in isolation. So in Melee, that's Rav Yisrael's finish. But Tam says, as far as Chona are concerned, so the Svara of Adar Almai is no better. So Rav Yisrael is saying, Rav Yisrael holds that when Gemore, even though the Gemore does not spell out the expression of Adar Almai, these are bigger of all. The Gemara spells out the expression Vada Ramai only vis-a-vis Rav Yisrael. The Gemara da Gimel. Elo yamo Rav Yisrael hashtu ma o som di bala yikimon lima yikimon lima omar Rav Yisrael mir hachev leo hoche dikul nim vechad nayu likoshin atiru dim Rav Yisrael ho som bala yikiramai hoche miyema yikiramai. That's in connection with Rav Yisrael. In connection with Rav Yisrael, the Gemara says like this, Hai Mai, ایام میشیم رابونو حسن برای هر مورد خانایو هم رابونو نیم خشیر میلیو آخه دیگون تابایو هم رابونو پالیشوه سو ایزوشیدیز when the moral uses the expression بیشترین رابون حسن بعد های مورد خانایو سامتام سنسی کنیس کوکو یا خیلی سمس so the engaged she is it means the same thing it means the same thing in other words that the vada yikimono imar yikimono imar that is the vada haimon is a chadmenayu is means that in respect to one money there is no vada rama. The Bada Rama is in respect to the Mone Shlishis. Anyway, that's the Shite of the Mugis. Rabutam Shite is that the whole longness of Bada Rama is a Svore, a little bit amazing. It's a Knas. Knas Mirabon, but not a little Rabon. And according to the Yisev, the Svore of Bada Rama is the Svore of the Rabbon also. Even though the Mora doesn't spell out that expression, so, but the Mora says, Bishle Rabbon Hosan Bada Hamon Echadnaye Am Rabbon Yimuna. So, what does it mean, Hamon Echadnaye? It means it's Bada Rama in respect to Mona Shishis. In respect to Mona Zeh, there is no Bada Rama. But in respect, the Mone Shlishis, there is a Bada Rama. So, some Mele, but the Svore of Bada Rama, these are Vira of Yesi, and the Svore of Bada Rama, these are the Drabonon of different Svores. The Svore of Bada Rama, vis-a-vis of Yesi, he applies it to all the three Mones, the Tziknas. The Svore of Bada Rama vis-a-vis Rabbonon is not the Dach. It's not the class. It's another Allah. I'll leave the Rabbonon. But there is a Svore of Bada Rama, I'll leave the Rabbonon also. Where is it mentioned? It's mentioned, it's implicit in the expression. It means there is a Bada Rama in respect to the Mone Shlishis. So, Am Rabbonon Yimunach at Shiloh Be'eliyo. At Shiloh Be'eliyo. That's the Shikim of Yisrael. So, the Mele, if you want to know the guidelines according to Yisrael, just think of the guidelines according to Ramatam. But whenever Ramatam uses the expression in Achluku Yechiru Yisemes, you substitute the expression of Bada Rama. And whenever Ramatam uses the expression Achluku Yechiru Yisemes, you substitute the expression according to the Mukiyeset in Bada Rama. Some may be. But except for this substitution, it's mamish the shite of Ramatam. Because this substitution is different. And mele, according to the Yisrael, we have the following guidelines. Guideline number one. What is guideline number one according to Ramatam? That it is ails and the hook of the hill in the center is it's your place. According to the Yisrael. If it ails and lack a Bada Rama, it's a problem. It's just something. According to Ramatam, we say, guideline number one is, if it's Mozok in Eos, and Achut Yechir Yisemes, so it's Yabreko, or two substitutes, or Achut Yechir Yisemes, you substitute lack a Bada Rama. If it's Eos, lack a Bada Rama is a problem. What is guideline number two, according to Ramatam? That if it's not there, so then it's called Alma Vav. So Kaiba number two. According to the same thing. If it's not here, it's called Alma. What was guideline number three, according to our account, that if it is here, what Enachubiach is, it's Yemunach. So guideline number three, according to the is the same thing, but the substitute. For Enachubiach is Badaram. If it is here, and Enach, and Vadaramai, instead of Inachut Yom Senet, Vadaramai, so these are the growing quantities. Now, what the woman has, Rabbi Tavri explained, because Rabbi Tavri doesn't mention Vadaramai, Lavadaramai, he only mentions the distinction between Achukri Achilles and S versus Inach. So we explain Ramatam because according to Ramatam Shite, the whole Allah of Gahrenku is based upon the concept of this. So Mele, if Zerfi, and it's Kukri, then we can apply the deal with Mabu. But if it's Zerfi, and it's we can't apply the deal. We can't apply the deal. Not only because it's, as we said just before, that it's not in music. Each one is in music in hand. Each one is in music in the whole thing. So Mele, we have to apply a special deal of music. So that's only in Achilles. So it's based upon the Hinoch. So anyway, according to Ramatam, the Aloche of Mosek of Hanim Chabel Raye applies into a case where there is no exclusive possession by one part. When they into a case of where Schneider, where there is mutual possession, not exclusive possession, we still apply the numbers. But he said, apparently, it's Chilichah. And he holds, that the Din of Mosek is only Shayach to the case where there is exclusive possession. Then there is no. Some prayers, Machuzor Mahamir, and repeats. Kind of the shoes of one is the shoes of the original Balashay, then it's more than that. The original Balashay has exclusive possession. Some prayers, the soil of the Bible has exclusive possession. But if there is new paper there, then there's no Allah. No Allah has music. But in the case where each time we are single, there is no law of Moses over. But there is that more that we mentioned yesterday, the rising from heaven of a Tzedek building. Echad Midin, the Echad Mipshot, we mentioned it in connection with the book. So sometimes, and the Chus Rosh Blawa Kuk Zion says that there is a Pshore of Din, I mean to distinguish it from the Pshore of Pshore, which is based upon the consent of parties, so there is a Pshore of Din, like Mishthores, Hayitzi Echo, Kavomech Lekush, Mishthores, 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 that doesn't require the consent of the parties. So Mele, according to why do we say Mamadam of Mishakhrit? So Krishna says, because he tells the Shalom of Mamadam, so Shalom was on. It says, she means there is a concept of Mosaic, even when there is even a case of mutual possession. But the case she means the concept of Mosaic applies only to the case exclusive position, not mutual position. So why do you come to say, Mom, I'm going to be so big, he's ready. And why does Rav Seishin Shlomo Zalitzin Mechol, he's ready? That's because, as the Rosh says in Paul of Zayt, he says, because of Shor, it's a and both are equally loaded, equally crazy, equally behaving. So there is no reason, there is no tzedek of deeds, of being mamish. But so there is a tzedek of pshat, and that doesn't require the consent of the party, because there is nothing the other person can do. So melee, in the case of Schneider's, so it's Yachleiku, not because of the halacha of Amitzvah Chaver L'Raya. The halacha of Amitzvah Chaver L'Raya only applies to a case of exclusive possession by one, not to a case of mutual possession by two. But because Shom of the, because of Tzedek Tzedek Yachleiku, so Yachleiku is Shom. But so why does it make a difference whether it's not there to go, it's not there to go. The answer is, if it is no one's acres, then we have to apply the law on our back. Auxiliary, this is not the way to involve itself in every conflict. There are certain situations where best can be an isolationist too, and say we don't want to involve ourselves. We have to solidify ourselves. Find it out among yourselves. We have to bother with every conflict that you have. But in case of fails and true, if there is mutual possession, then no one is involved. Music is only shy when there is exclusive possession, not when there is mutual possession, joint possession. But then, basically cannot be solid. Both fails and they're not involved. But the fact is, they both hold down to the chaytes. So Besdin cannot say, we don't want to rob ourselves. We don't want to take jurisdiction. They have to take it. What should they do? But they know they're not prophets. And so they have to make it pshat. Whether the parties like it or not, it doesn't make any difference. So it's just like, so then is Besdin clear to make it pshat? And then take jurisdiction, let your mother. But speak about the Ramad. Why is Besdin afraid to take jurisdiction? Besdin has to gather with all the thieves in the world. With honest people, Besdin is not afraid to bother and to assume jurisdiction and to render a judgment of Shor. That is the best solution on the surface. One is a thief, and the other one associated himself with a thief. Why should Besdin be afraid to find a solution to their problems? Let them fight out their own battles and find a solution themselves. Hold on, that's a pshat.
Why, according to the Mukhi Yosef, so, there's no halacha of Mukhsak where it's mutual ownership.
Musik means exclusive possession. But if there is joint possession, so no one is involved. No one is in music in heaven, no one is in music in the whole thing.
Shimon, the one who says Chatzishali,
He's made it. One half belongs to him. So that half is not contested. So we get it. The other half is contested. So we divide the other half. So we made it. The woman gets three quarters, and she didn't get it. One quarter. We pay my name on the head. Nigen die Boyoma Kurashali. Die Damen und die Gmora, Nige Bufe, wie Portrait nicht wuje, die wollen nicht um da rum, komm ja rein. Gmora ist die Kasche. Gmora ist die Kasche. Why does the one who say, Chetio shall we have to swear, that only the Pochas in the beer, let him be considered as an Eshiva Veide, because he had alternative. And not to be so nice, and to say kolishol, and to say kolishol, and then he would have received the half of the town. Now he is in this tower, and he says chetzer shali. So person tells the very nice tower, but he has to swear. Halacha, the nation of Eidim is cut off, swear. Maybe a shaver, a shaver. But in the Teretz, it's not considered an Eshiva Veide. Because it's very likely that the business why he said Chetzer Shalim, not Kosher, not because he's so nice, because he's very shrewd. He figured out, he's a smart fellow. So he figured out, if I would say Kosher Shalim, then of course, it is obvious that they can come and swear. So I'll outsmart this. I'll say I'll act nice. And I'll say Chetzer. Isn't say this is so amazing, you know, of the way I behave. I mean, such a nice fellow. He only says Chetzer to me. Why? So they say he or she should really see such an honest guy. So maybe that was his Chetzer. A woman come up. So he doesn't have a dream of a nation of it. But if not for the possibility that Avni Kumarim, then we would apply this nige to patter the one who says Chetzer Shani from Ishwe. But let him swear that he had a head and take it because of the nige, For a Shivon. Legal hate to the Amrinon. Did the Chetzi Asheni was exec Moise. So the poem says like this. Since each 9 years in Italy, so mainly each one is the music in the whole tower. Again, and this is so much. But each 9 years in, so each one is the music in the whole tower. Each one is the music in the whole tower. So Mele, Shimon says Chatzish, and Ruben says Kulosh, his Kashimon, let him be Nemon with Chatzish, because of Nige, Shimon, could have been paid Kulosh, and he So let him now swear that he has a chetio and also get the whole thing that he claims because of the media. The answer is, if you get a half, not his water. So that means that he will be made the cheskosei of the one who says, Kurshan. Do you see how many stages? We got to the question. His name was open, but to me, that each one is a music in half, so it means each one is a music in all things. So Rashi Washington's talk to the good from this stage of close, that each one is a purpose in the whole thing. So Mele, then he would have, if Shimon were to get the head, in effect, he would be Nemoranis Mati Nige. To take it, to recover it from the possession of Ruben, because Ruben is in the possession of the whole town. Shimon is in the possession of Abidal, because he only says, Chetzer Shimon. over 2 days in possession of the whole palace. So Miguel Hitzelel, it's a Kiddush. We only say Miguel has it, but not with it. Then he mentions Vahir has Sabbath. He kochen in Rochish in the Rabbi. In Shtar of Zayfer. The new Shtar of Haya Havel in Yodin. Lova. We have the Rabbi Lehitzi Miguel Bivoyoma Shtar of Haya. Hosom Hayin Taime Bishudaki Havishosim
everybody recognized he was a
good expert in forging signatures. So everybody recognized it as the signature of the witnesses who purported to sign. He was a good forger. So Miller, why did he should have kept quiet. Why did he have to whisper that information into Rabbi's ear? So he's never in the mirror. He boy Omri, Storm Ayo. So Rabbi Yisef was chilling. Omri Rabbi Yisef, Rai Samchas, Rai Store, Rai Store Chasid Arno. What do you rely on? This star. But this star is admittedly in forgery. He whispered it into Rabbi's ear. Then the Gemara mentions another case. Ahudomale Havre, Havri Meir Zuzet Nasikneno. Rubin said to Shimon, you borrowed from me 100 zuz, why don't you pay back the 100 zuz? He hushed off, and Rubin produced a star. He was grateful that Shimon borrowed 100 zuz from him. Omale, so Shimon said, Shtore Zaitu. It's a forged star. Kochen Mocheshle in the Rabbi. Apparently, the people there in that city trusted Rabbi. So they whispered into his ear, you know. So, Kochen Mocheshle in the Rabbi, Ein Shtore Zaitu. Miu Shtore Maria Avali. I had a genuine star. But the ear cuts, and I lost it. I said to myself, in Kaddish, I be doy kolu al forge star. After all, I'm telling the truth. So again, Omar Rabbi Malawi Shatir, he should never be me yet. He boy Omar Shtore Malu, Omar Rabbi said, my good son has high story, high story has to down. Omar Rabbi de Barobi, Hilchase Kabose de Rabbe Behare, Hilchase Kabose de Rabbe Yisef Bitzuzi. So we had a machlekes between Rabbe and Rabbe Yisef in two situations. But we passed like Rabbe in the first case, Hilchase Kabose de Rabbe Yisef Bitzuzi. Hilchase de Rabbe Behare, Dekhan Kanyare, Teiko. So we pass like Rabbi in the first case, in connection with the third case, and like Rabbi Yisef in the second case. Now, let's go over to turn to the cases again. In Forish and Gore, the middle eight of the Aminon, the Chetzi Hashem, the Moos, the Tzekman, the... Vahidah Chetzi Sabbat, the Gore, the Rabbi, אין שטור זייטו, ומי שטור מאי יאבו מיודי, ואו עד בן יו רבי רייץ ממיגה, דיבוי אומה שטור מאיו. So which case is this the site in the second case of Zuzi? So the question is, so it seems that Rabbi applies the principle of Mige in late, in the second case, it's late. Certainly, the first case, so you can consider whether it's the heat or the heart. But in the second case, Ruvain is the mate. He produced the star against Shimon, and the star stated that Shimon borrowed 100 jews from Ruvain. What did Shimon say? She says it's a forged star. What did Rubin admit? He whispered to rub his ears, it is a poor start. But he had a good start. But he lost it. So Rabbi said the true pain should be never in the middle. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, he's not now. Doesn't it seem that, according to Rabbi, we say he liberates, because there, Rabbi trusted Rubin, understanding that he had a good son, and that he lost it. Because of the Nike, he didn't have to admit that this star is a forged star. So how would the Rebbe say, the Rebbe say that Nike ain't here, I'm going to should be told in my way just happen to have it. So Bishen, according to Rebbe, he said, so it's good talents. Like Kulishon and Chetshishon. Why the Chetshishon is not lemon with the Nike? Because it's Nike ain't here. On the other way to see that he is mommy, Nige Yimraiti. Here, Ruben tried to be made a rabbi, asking that Ruben can collect the 100 Jews on the basis of the time that he had a genuine shlam. So this says, Hosam on the time mentioned that you have a shosik, Raksha, your mediation is real, holy memo. Because he was an expert forger. So in other words, Tasty says, Rabbi is also made it, that Nigel hates a boy. But there are two kinds of Nigel. There is a Nigel di boy toin, and there is a Nigel di boy shosik. Now, Nigel di boy shosik is stronger than Nigel di boy toin. Migeli Boitoi means he had the time to be there. He had the time. But he could have presented his mother. And he didn't. So there we say, since he could have presented a good time on which he would be never, he didn't. And he presented another time, he has pneumonia, and the other time also. Because of the potential to present a time on each of them. So there we say that we only say is never only after that lady. But here is such a strong nigga. In order to win the case, he didn't have to do anything. He just had to keep quiet. He already produced the star. Ruben already produced the star. The chief said, it's a forgery. But the Hasidus were so excellent that Bezdin, Rabbi, Rabbi Yisif, and everybody who was standing there would have said that it's a true star, that Shimon is crazy. Just said it's a forger. He's crazy. He was an excellent forger. So all we had to do was to keep quiet, not to say anything. He didn't even have to retain another man. So in other words, so it's Nigel di boy shosik. So Rabbi holds that while Nigel di boy toin lo heitzi lo yamrinon, but Nigel di boy shosik is yamrinon. Nigel di boy shosik is yamrinon. Mashim kei Nigel di boy toin im Rabbi admits that lo yamrinon. Also my time in the Shunda Akila Habe Shosik, So the question is, why does Abhishek say that he's not the moment? That Nigel di boy shosik should be effective either way. Only Nigel di boy toin should be effective. But Nigel di boy shosik should be effective even way. So what's this for of Rabbi Yisif? Trapezi, qui sui dati non mi dove altri. Chi dice tanto vicino, ci mette in baristore, cui c'è che era. Prima non mi dice, lei che sta mosse vicino, ieri, mi dice, io ti nascere, capo, mi dice, a chi l'altro, qui l'unica mai se... Dice, Abbiese budonce tet mige di poi shosic mige di poi shosic is effective in weight in weight and for the reason is why Abbiese said it's not effective because Rabbeisev was chilling and Rabbe not only in the second case where it was late. In the first case, it was a house. So here we see a chilish taking. And I see chilish, I don't mean that other Hashem are chilling, but for them to argue the other way, that other Hashem is saying the same thing. In connection with Sore, is that when the, who is the more in connection with Sore? In connection with Moed, when Ruben produces his star against Shimon, so who is the main seed? The main seed is the Tevea. He's the main seed. Because who has possession of the Moed? The Leiter. The Balotel is the main seed. How in connection with the Son? Well, Ruben is the Morakan. He had the original possession of the Son. Everybody knows that it was his son. All of a sudden, Shimon is the occupant of the son. And Ruben says to Shimon, listen, Shimon, you are a trespasser, you are a goblin. What do you do on my field? You occupy a chalikini. So, Ruben is a tebeya, and Shimon is a mitzvah. In the case, in a litigation, in respect to a loan, so the tebeya is the meitzi, and the mitzvah is the move. But in litigation, in connection with the Sod, where the Tevea is the Morakam, and the mitzvah is the occupant, the present occupant of the Sod. Who is the Meitzi? And who is the move? Is the Tevea the Meitzi? Or the Tevea is the move? So this is here, I would say, cogent logic that the Tevea is the mate, because after all, right now, Shimon occupies the premises and he wants to oust him from the premises. So, only the Tevea should be considered the mate, and Shimon the mate, because he stands, he occupies it. So, he says, no. Meaning, totally immovable object,